And that was with the dresser, and then her chest was, her chest is about this high. And it's just drawers.
Uh-huh.
On the top, the very top is two small ones, and the rest of them all big drawers.
Uh-huh.
And it had a mirror on it, because the mirror was way up high. Mirror, it was about this wide and about that deep, I guess, on top of it.
Did you ever hear of anything called a bureau or chiffonier or
chiffonier? Well, they said bureau. That's what she called hers, chiffonier. No, wait a minute. I believe she called that chest of drawers chiffonier.
Mm-hmm.
I believe she did.
What about bureau? Was that?
A bureau would be the dresser, I believe.
Mm-hmm. And
we didn't call it that. We just called it a dresser.
That sounds
a lot of people did say bureau.
Does that sound more old-fashioned to you, or?
Well, bureau sounds more old-fashioned to me than dresser.
And something that you could have in your windows, well, not like that, something on rollers you could pull down to keep out the light.
Oh, shades.
Okay.
We use shades instead of blinds.
Mm-hmm. And say if you had a little room at the top of the house, just underneath the roof.
Well, we didn't have one, but you could call it an attic, would think.
And you mentioned, you're talking about the kitchen. Was there any other name used
for we did, in this house here, we did have, there is an attic, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's off, to get into it, you go through the bedroom,
mm-hmm.
and but through the closet. There's an opening in the back of the closet that goes into this attic. And we put a whole bunch of trunks and old things up there that we didn't, we were not using.
Mm-hmm.
And we called that attic.
Mm-hmm.
But of course in a lot of old homes, there's a room that's large enough to be used, you know, lived in as a bedroom. Because, you know, we read about attic rooms, you know, living in attic rooms.
Mm-hmm.
But this wouldn't have been very, no windows in it or anything like that, you know, it's just up under the roof.
Mm-hmm. And the kitchen, did you ever call that, ever hear any other word besides kitchen?
Mm-hmm.
Cook room or cook house, mm-hmm. or any of those?
Just kitchen.
And say if you had a lot of old worthless things that you were fixing to throw out, you might say, that's not any good anymore, that's just...
Junk.
Huh?
Junk.
Okay. And a place where you might store things that you didn't know what to do with.
Well, you call it a junk room.
Okay.
And I suppose.
Talking about the daily housework, you'd say if your house was all messy, you'd say you had to do what?
We'd have to clean the house.
Okay.
Clean up. I usually say you have to clean up.
Okay. And the thing that people used to sweep with before they had vacuum cleaners?
Well, we used... brooms, but I can remember when I was real small that some people used grass, you know, that you'd get together and make a broom out of a grass broom, and they swept with those. And then there was something that was more sturdy than that they used to make yard brooms, and they swept the yards.
Did you ever hear of people taking sand or something and using that or to...
To clean the pots and pans?
Or to clean the floors or something like that?
No. I've never heard of using sand to clean floors, but iron pots, they use sand to clean iron pots.
Mabel, did you ever use anything like the old brush mop to scrub floors with?
No.